USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims continue to fall. The Labor Department saying 238,000 first-time claims were filed last week. That's a drop of 23,000 from the previous week's revised total. Regarding what these numbers mean, Mark Hamrick is a senior analyst with Bankrate.com. He tells USA Radio News.
And this indicates that fresh job loss is not the key issue for the economy.
President Biden is cheering a successful U.S. counterterrorism operation that killed the leader of ISIS.
ISIS has directed terrorist operations targeting Americans, our allies and our partners, and countless civilians in the Middle East, Africa, and in South Asia.
He was killed overnight by U.S. Special Forces in Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
A Tennessee Democrat is shown the door from the state Senate over a fraud conviction.
A Tennessee Democrat was expelled from the state Senate on Wednesday over her conviction on fraud charges. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis was convicted of wire fraud last fall after being accused of stealing $600,000 from a health care school she ran to pay for her wedding and other personal expenses.
This whole process has been a very painful process, and to stand before you and go through essentially a procedural lynching in this body.
The Senate voted 27-5 to accept the Ethics Committee report to expel Robinson. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Super Bowl ad spots are sold out. NBC Universal saying every in-game slot across all platforms has been sold ahead of the February 13th game. To run an ad this year in the Super Bowl, it cost $6 million for a 30-second spot. USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
2,000 troops in the United States are heading to Eastern Europe, while another 1,000 already stationed in Europe will move there as ordered by President Joe Biden on Wednesday. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy tells Fox Business Network that he believes the move isn't a serious solution to rising tensions between Russia and Ukraine.
With the debacle that occurred in Afghanistan, where the rest of the world sees how feckless the Biden administration is in foreign policy, I think they're just trying to do something, trying to make a symbolic movement.
Military officials assure those troops won't fight alongside Ukrainians on the Russian-Ukrainian border. Team USA is all set to go for gold in Beijing. The U.S. women's ice hockey team is already off to a winning start at the Winter Games, having beaten Finland 5-2 Thursday in their first game. Unfortunately, team co-captain Brianna Decker got tangled up and went down hard, suffering a lower body injury. She had to be stretchered off the ice and did not return to the game. Reports say Decker will miss the rest of the tournament with the injury. A passenger who refused to wear a mask is the reason a flight leaving Boston was delayed for more than 2 hours Wednesday night. The plane had to return to the gate where the man was escorted off by Massachusetts state troopers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.